Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride extended trot. Now, one of the most spectacular and impressive movements in dressage is the extended trot. Now, if you're lucky, your horse will offer to lengthen his stride naturally just because he can. However, every horse can learn to lengthen his strides and extend to some extent, even if his natural paces are modest. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at how to ride extended trot and how to make the most of your horse's natural paces. So first of all, what is extended trot? Now, the extended trot is when the horse covers as much ground as possible, lengthening his stride to its fullest extent. Now, the horse's frame should lengthen too, and he should take his weight back onto his quarters, lifting his forehand as he does so. Now, when your horse extends, his front and back legs should extend equally, and you should feel a tremendous surge of power underneath you while the horse remains light in your hand. Now, when judging the extended trot, the dressage judge hopes to see the following qualities. So, a good rhythm and balance, maximum ground cover, pushing from behind and covering ground equally in front and behind, that the horse is light in the contact, that he is swinging through the back, that he is moving in an uphill balance, that he is able to maintain a round frame even though the frame is lengthened to match the strides, and there is no increase in tempo. Now, as well as the actual extended trot itself, the judge wants to see clear, smooth, balanced transitions into and out of the extended trot. And note that these transitions are sometimes marked separately from the extended trot itself. So now let's talk about training the extended trot. So first, you need to develop the basics. Because before you can ride a good extended trot, you must have the basic training in place. Now, this means that your horse must work forwards through a swinging back to seek a light and elastic contact. Also, you must be able to collect your horse by using a half halt to sit him back onto his hocks. Now, before you attempt to ride extended trot, try this following exercise as a warm-up routine. Now, it includes transitions that are crucial to developing impulsion and encouraging the horse to work forwards through his back. So, step one, ride a 20 metre circle in a rhythmic, active, working trot. Now, make sure that the circle is accurate in order to control the horse's lateral balance and channel the horse's power in a specific direction. And keep the correct bend. So you should be able to see your horse's crest muscles positioned so that they fall to the inside and that his inside eye should just be visible. And moving on to step two, prepare to ride a transition to canter using the lightest possible aid. And then go into sitting trot, putting your weight into your inside seat bone, and then use the lightest possible leg aid to ask the horse to go into canter. Step three, once in canter, gradually increase the swing of your seat backed up by your leg and voice, and your horse should respond by giving you a prompt increase in the jump and the energy of the canter strides. Step four, then make a transition back into working trot by using your outside rein. So ride a half halt whilst keeping the inside flexion and bend, and keep riding forwards without losing rhythm or increasing the tempo. And step number five, keep riding these transitions, and you can add in changes of direction until the horse is loose through his back and keen to go forward. And this exercise is excellent for both freshening up a lazy horse as well as calming a hot horse. So now we move on to the second part of the training, which is to develop collection. So this next part of your warm-up routine is designed to develop collection and build both the carrying and thrusting power that you will need to produce a good extended trot. Now, a good way to do this is by using transitions within the trot pace itself. So step number one, ask the horse to lengthen his trot strides. So encourage the horse to think forwards by allowing with your hands through each transition, enabling the horse to lengthen his frame when you ask him for lengthened strides. Now please note that even though you are allowing your hand forward, you must still maintain a contact and not throw it away completely. And then step number two, use the half halt to collect the horse and encourage him to sit back onto his hind legs. And that will cause the horse to shift his weight over his back to his croup and close the joints of his hind legs to create more engagement. Now if the horse doesn't react to your original aid, repeat with a stronger one. And if that is unsuccessful, then make a downward transition and as a very last resort, ride a transition to halt. Now through riding transitions into and out of collected and lengthened strides, you teach the horse to expand and contract his frame, rather like a rubber band. And importantly, you are training the horse to be more reactive and sensitive to your aids. So now let's move on to discussing riding good extended trot transitions. Now, as mentioned earlier in this podcast, riding good transitions into and out of extended trot is extremely important if you're going to get a good mark in a dressage test. Now, in some tests, these transitions carry a separate mark, so it's vital that you pay attention to them in your training. So here is a very simple exercise that's used by many of the world's top dressage professionals for developing smooth, reactive transitions into and out of extended trot. So step number one, begin by riding an active working trot down the long side of the arena on the right rein. And then step number two, as you reach the letter before the corner, ride a trot to walk transition. And then make sure that you keep the correct bend through the corner. And step number three, collect the walk and ride a half walk pirouette to the right. And that will bring you back to the wall facing in the opposite direction. Step number four, straighten the horse and use the lightest possible aid to make a transition back into working trot. Step number five, repeat the same exercise at the next corner, but this time ask for more energy and ground cover in the trot down the long side. And lastly, step number six, keep repeating the exercise, asking for a little more lengthening each time. Now, the idea of this exercise is to make the horse's hind legs more active, which is achieved through riding a half pirouette in the collected walk. And the transitions to working trot and then to lengthen strides teaches the horse to think forwards and helps him to develop quicker reactions to your aids. So now let's quickly talk about using lateral work to develop collection. Because using lateral work such as leg yields and shoulder in is useful for encouraging the horse to engage his hind legs whilst discouraging him from running through the bridle and losing balance. And lateral work also helps to develop more elasticity through the horse's back, which will further develop his scope for extension. So now let's go through some troubleshooting issues in the extended trot. So here are a few common issues that most riders encounter when teaching their horse to extend his trot strides, along with how to rectify them. So number one is that the horse breaks into canter. Now in nature, most horses will gallop away from danger rather than extending their trot. And that's because cantering or galloping is simply easier and more efficient for the horse. So if you ask your horse for too much extension before he is strong and balanced enough to cope with the exercise, you risk him breaking into canter simply because that's easier for him. So start by asking for 3 or 4 lengthened strides and then build up to a whole diagonal when the horse is balanced enough to cope. So problem number two is that the horse lengthens in front but not behind. Now another common fault in an extended trot is that the horse lengthens his front legs but not his hind legs. Now that's especially common in horses that have naturally extravagant movement. So instead of using his hind quarters to propel himself forwards, the horse simply flicks his toes. Now that might look impressive to the uneducated onlooker, but it is not correct in dressage. So to correct the problem, you need to ask for more engagement and activate the horse's hind legs by using transitions as outlined in the exercises earlier in this podcast. Problem number three is that there is no lengthening at all. Now, if the horse seems unable to produce any form of lengthened stride, it's probably because he is not working through his back. Now, in this case, go back to basics and revisit the dressage scales of training. And once you have the horse supple through his back and to the bend, you can then develop the impulsion and collection that you need to produce good extensions. Now, even horses with modest paces are capable of producing an extended trot, provided that the basics are in place and the horse is relaxed. Problem number four is not lengthening the frame. So don't spoil an otherwise good extended trot by hanging onto the bridle, because that will cause the horse to come too short in his neck, potentially drop behind the vertical, and also shorten his stride. So remember to ease your hand forward to allow the horse to lengthen his frame as well as his strides. Problem number five is heavy in the hand. Now, some riders try to balance an extravagant extended trot by using the reins, and this only results in the horse leaning on the bridle and falling onto the forehand. Now, if the horse leans on the bridle, use the half hold to ask the horse to transfer his weight onto his hindquarters. Also, focus on your riding, so make sure that you are in good balance with your horse and that you're not using the reins to balance yourself. And lastly, problem number six is an increase in tempo. So if the horse loses his balance and falls onto his forehand, the tempo of the trot will increase rather than covering more ground. So use half halts or ride a circle to rebalance the horse and slow the tempo. So now let's go through the steps on how to ride an extended trot in the arena. Now, once you have the basics in place, it's time to practice riding extended trot as you would do in a dressage test. So here are the steps for riding this movement on the diagonal line. So number one, make sure that the horse is moving forward through his back into a light contact and is working in self-carriage rather than relying on you to support him. Number two, establish the inside bend through the corner and use a half halt to bring the horse back onto his hocks. Number three, make the horse straight onto the diagonal line. Number four, ask for a transition into extended trot, easing your hand forward slightly as you do so. Number five, maintain the rhythm and tempo right across the diagonal line, using discrete half halts as necessary to help the horse stay balanced. Number six, just before the marker, use a half halt to rebalance the horse before riding a clear transition back into collected trot. And number seven, use the corner to establish the new bend and ride a half halt to prepare your horse for the next movement. So to wrap this episode up, the extended trot is the maximum stride that the horse can achieve whilst remaining in balance. So make sure that you have the basics well established before you begin working on this movement. And the horse must be able to work through a relaxed back into a light elastic contact without tension or resistance before the maximum extension can be achieved. Now, if you need any more help with this movement, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, books, training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.